morning, or good evening. Welcome to our regular Discovery Bay, Town of Discovery Bay CSD meeting. Can I stand and have Director Gutto do the Pledge of Allegiance, please?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Has roll call been taken?
Roll call been taken. Let the record show all members are present with the exception of Director Graham.
Okay, thank you. So this is the time for public comment. We welcome anyone online or in the audience to make comments on anything that is not on the agenda. Please note you have 3 minutes to make a comment, and we are listening, but we are not able to respond. Is there anybody online? Anybody in the audience? Okay, we're going to go ahead and close public comment. Moving on to the consent calendar. Are there any changes or questions on the consent calendar?
Motion to approve.
Second.
Okay. Any public comment on the consent calendar? Okay, hearing none. Can I get a roll call vote, please?
Director Gutto?
Yes.
Director Graves?
Yes, aye.
Vice President Callahan?
Aye.
President Porter?
Aye. Thank you. Consent calendar approved. So we are going to move on to area agency reports. Welcome. Looks like Lieutenant Charlene Hackes is here. Welcome to your second meeting. We would love to hear what's going on.
Thank you for having us. So unfortunately, while we acclimate to our new analyst to get stats for the month as far as calls for service, I don't have those numbers just yet, but what I can tell you is we did take 25 police reports. Five additional reports were made online. There's a couple things that I'd like to bring to you folks tonight. Early in February, Discovery Bay experienced an increase in mail theft. Thanks to an alert resident that had a mailbox alarm and an attentive clerk at CVS, deputies were able to identify two people involved and make an arrest. The investigation is still ongoing. However, they've identified countless victims in various cities and throughout the county. Since the arrest of the two individuals, mail theft has gone down. So it's a good reminder for folks to collect their mail daily. Some other suggestions I have is consider some anti-theft preventative options like alarms. They start as low as $50. Informed delivery service from the USPS, which is free. And there's some locking mailbox inserts as low as $68 that people can get. This time of year, we start to see an increase of mail theft because W-2s are coming in, a lot of tax documents, things like that. So something to be mindful of. Retail theft, so CVS and Safeway still continue to have a problem with theft. Fortunately, in February, it was pretty low. We only had 5 reported cases. Of those 5, I'm happy to report that 3 of them resulted in arrest. Multiple people were arrested on all 3 cases. For various crimes, including warrants from all over, including out of the county. Couple things that I'd like to address with the CVS and Safeway, though. There was a couple additional incidents that are of concern. One incident, a customer was inside Safeway. She was distracted by an individual, and somebody else came and took her wallet, immediately began to use her cards. We're working leads on that case. And then there was an incident where a customer stopped at the gas station at the pumps. They briefly ran into the pay station, and somebody took the opportunity to try to access her vehicle. The windows were down, doors were unlocked. She startled them and they left without taking anything, but there were items left in plain view. So just a good reminder to, you know, secure your vehicle, security, and loose objects and, you know, personal belongings that are in plain view.
I know the past you guys were doing a program where we were leaving a squad car, if you will. Are you still doing that, or no? that's okay to talk about.
Sure. Yeah, I don't think we've done it in a while, but I'm happy to.
It's. I would go in there and I'd see one there parked, you know, and I don't know, maybe just mentally it's a good deterrent.
Good deterrent. Yeah, absolutely. That's something that we've talked about. So I'm happy to do that. See if it will help reduce.
It seems like they're there quite a bit, though. I mean, like every time I'm in the Safeway or CVS parking lot, you always see a squad car or someone there.
We definitely increased our patrols. We've made that a priority. I know everybody's done a really good job of being visible out there, and I think that that helps.
Yeah.
Oftentimes we get called away to other things, so, you know, we try to be there as much as we can. But yeah, definitely putting a car there I think would help. So, and then lastly, there was an incident on the 1300 block of Hampton Court. It was a grand theft that was reported from their home. They had hired a contractor to do some work inside the home. They noticed after a few days that several $1,000s worth of jewelry had been taken. It was determined that the contractor was unlicensed. So just a good reminder for people doing home improvement projects to, you know, first and foremost is make sure that the contractor is licensed and vetted through the county. And then some obvious, you know, securing valuables before allowing these strangers to come into your home and then just monitoring them while they are there. So fortunately that was an isolated incident, but, you know, significant loss for that family. So, and that's all I have to report.
Awesome. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thanks.
Okay. So we are going to move on to CHP. Is okay. Perfect. Anybody from Representative Josh Harder's office?
No, there's no one
out there. No one at all. Okay. So it looks like we are going to move forward with ERA agency reports. Thank you. Now going on to discussion and possible actions. First one is possible action to rescind resolution 2013-06 and adopt resolution 2023-08. Dina?
Sure. The item before you went before the Internal Ops Committee meeting on February 15th. The current vehicle use policy and resolution was adopted on March 20th of 2013. The policy was recently reviewed and the suggested changes are as follows. Minor verbiage changes were removed or added throughout the document. Adding a verbiage is highlighted in green. Removed verbiage is highlighted in yellow with strikeout. Section 15 was added, which addresses vehicles used for cooling or warming. Section, 1415 was added, which addresses security of our vehicles related to the theft and vandalism. Section 16 was added, which addresses waste as it relates to needless fuel consumption and operation of vehicles. Staff recommends that the board rescind resolution 2013-6 and adopt resolution 2023-08, establishing the revised vehicle use policy for the town of Discovery Bay. Any questions?
Thank you. Any questions from the board? Nope. Any public comment? Perfect. So I'm going to bring it back to the board for a motion, please.
I'll motion to accept staff recommendation on second. Item F1.
Okay. Perfect. We're good on the motion? Can I get a roll call vote, please?
Director Couteau?
Aye.
Director Graves?
Aye.
Vice President Callahan?
Aye.
President Porter?
Aye. Thank you. Motion passes. Okay, and then we're going to move on to item F2, public hearing discussion and possible action to waive second reading and adopt amendment ordinance number 7. This is in regards to sprinkler systems.
Yes. This item before the board went before the board on February 15th. Mike Yuraka presented it. He's our projects engineer. So on January 17th of 2001, the town's board of directors adopted ordinance number 7, establishing a water ordinance throughout Discovery Bay. It is customary from time to time to review our town ordinances. For the purpose of correcting, updating, and ensuring compliance with evolving law. The last update or amendment to ordinance number 7 was on February 5th, 2020. A revised and updated draft amendment to ordinance number 7 was introduced to the board of directors on the February 15th meeting. The update focuses on requiring the end of new residential fire sprinkler systems to be connected to a single toilet inside a dwelling, which provides circulation of water in the fire line when the toilet is flushed, thereby preserving water quality and negating the need for backflow prevention device on the water meter. A summary of the draft ordinance number 7 was published in the East County Times on February 23, 2023. The proposed changes to the ordinance number 7 have been highlighted in red with track changes in the relevant sections of the proposed draft. If adopted by the board on March 1st meeting tonight, the vote of the board will be published within 15 days of the adoption of ordinance number 7 and will become effective 30 days from the meeting date. Staff recommends that the board take the following action. Open the public hearing on amendment to water ordinance number 7 as drafted. Accept any public comments, close the public hearing, and adopt ordinance number 7, water regulations and service line plans.
Any questions? Okay, so would I would open public hearing or take public comment and then open public hearing?
The public comment would occur during the public hearing.
Okay, so we're gonna go ahead and open the public hearing to this amendment, water ordinance number 7. Is there any comments online or in the audience?
Not online.
Okay, we're gonna go ahead and close the public hearing on ordinance number 7 and bring it back to the board for a motion.
Motion to accept staff's recommendation.
Second.
Okay, can I have a roll call vote, please?
Director Gatto?
Aye.
Director Grace?
Aye.
Vice President Callahan?
Aye.
President Porter?
Aye. Motion passes. Thank you. Now we're moving on to manager's report. Monica, you are up for a recreation update.
Good evening. I'd like to give you an update on all things recreation. We are actively hiring for lifeguards right now. My goal is 12, and I think I'm at about 8, so that's looking very positively. They did just also post on Indeed. They have a free option. So we're also recently reached out that way, but things are looking very positively. classes are continuing to grow. The evening yoga class is going, the stroke clinic's going. Everybody's loving everything. I'm really excited because we just recently and put it out on social media. We're offering a Red Cross lifeguarding class, April 1st and 2nd. Our staff is teaching that. Our school supervisor is qualified to do that. So that gives us another opportunity, brings in revenue, it's a class, and gives us an opportunity to kind of get a first pick at anybody getting their certificate for us to hire and have them not go off to another city or town. Beginning Monday, March 13th, the park here will begin staying open until 7:30. We've got going to be changing the clocks in there, so that means the park will stay open until 7:30.
Maybe not.
Does that happen a week from Sunday? Time change? I guess so.
Yeah.
This one's exciting to me. We've talked about our wall ball for quite a while now, and we were going to do that in-house. I had talked to some contractors. It was quite costly, but in thinking outside the box, I reached out to our Scouts, Scouts of America meet here, and so I reached out to them to see if that's something that they would be interested in doing. Because they have their meetings here, we do an in-kind, they do a service for the community center. So I reached out. They would love to rebuild that.
That's awesome.
In fact, they have one of their young men is earning his Eagle Scout. So I think he's going to take that on as a project. And Dina Allen and I are working with them on that. So
that's great.
More to come. But it's exciting. So it's a process for him and us. So it's exciting, too, that we'll be able to help him earn that.
That's great.
Any questions so far before I keep going on? Lighting for the front parking lot, I want to give an update on that. We've been talking about what we can do. I reached out to five electrical contractors, two of which do not do prevailing wage work. They're not registered with the Department of Industrial Relations. But I met with two. One never called me back, but I did meet with two, showed them what we have going on, and they both said the same thing. They're going to get back to me with a price. It's going to take some research and digging on their part. They can't just come in and fix it. They need to figure out where the power is. We've got circuits all over the place here. So I'm waiting on those prices. So more to come as soon as I get that. What else do I have for you? The back project out here that we had to do the digging, the new patio area. We did, you know, kind of uncover a lot of underground utilities that we didn't know. No crystal ball. So I'm still moving forward, but I'm putting together another plan that I'll be bringing before you, a different design. Probably concrete, not the best option, considering there's so much underground utilities. And that's all I have, unless you have any questions for me.
No, that's awesome. Thank you.
Okay, sure.
Any other questions? Comments? Perfect. Okay, we are going to move to General Manager's Report.
Okay, I have six items to update the board on. The first is a manager workshop. So this hasn't been done in a while. It was well before pre-COVID. General Manager Davies did the first one ever. And so we are planning another one for April 24th to the 26th. It's a half day on Monday for managers to attend, a full day on Tuesday, and a half day on Wednesday. And then we'll be returning. Okay, so something exciting from the county Public Works Department is that they have a mobile citizen app. They've been promoting that pretty profusely on their website and other social media aspects. So we have all downloaded it, or most of us at the town or our manager staff have downloaded it. So when we're out and about, you can take a picture of a pothole. You can use this app, take a picture. They have a map in the app so you can show exactly where it is, do a description, and then submit that to Public Works for them to review and actually come out and fix.
What's the app's name again?
The app's name is just Mobile Citizen App. So let's see. Yeah, it's just called Mobile Citizen App.
Very cool.
Is there any information they need to register once they get, are there any codes or anything? It's just...
There are not.
Perfect.
Is that only for Contra Costa County or is it for all over the Bay Area?
This one is the Contra Costa County one.
Okay.
So
it goes back to the Public Works?
It goes right to Contra Costa County Public Works. You can download the app from the App Store for iPhone and iPad, and then Google Play for Android or smartphones. The third item is Slick Text. That's our emergency texting system. Our AGM has been working really hard on that, and he is going to hopefully roll this out by the end of March. So that'll be up and running. We're going to promote that on our social media sites, our website, and as a separate bill insert into all the water bills for Discovery Bay. On our website, we'll have the map so everybody can find the location where they live and opt into that one localized area. That's coming, so look forward to that. March 7th, the State Water Resource Control Board will be on site to conduct a sanitary survey of the public water system. So Anthony and Aaron will be doing a walk around with them.
So what day was that?
March 7th.
Thank you.
Okay, so we'll get you the updates and the results when we get that report back. We are also looking to host the second annual town hall event. So staff is getting together and working on some dates to bring that back to the board. Okay. And this is the best news of the day that I got today. As of today, the town has earned $17,000 in interest in the last 13 days of putting our money with Five Star Bank. Yay. So they've invested it in a money market account. And look at what we've done.
Go team.
That's the most we've earned.
Ever.
So that's really exciting. So that's the end of my report.
Thank you. Any questions? Perfect. We are a quiet bunch tonight.
Is it possible to get the mobile citizen app publicized either on the website or through something?
Mm-hmm.
I think that's a great resource for the community.
Yep, I can do that. Yeah. So we'll put that on there in the link how to do so. Okay.
Perfect. So we're going to move to director's reports. First one is communications committee meeting. Director Coteau?
The committee met earlier, and it was more of a just kind of a review of past things that was discussed. Very quick meeting.
Perfect.
Uneventful.
Thank you. Director Callahan, do you want to do Parks and Rec?
Sure. So Parks and Rec met. We got most of the same presentation you saw a little bit earlier from both the landscape and the recreation. So lots of good things happening, lots of progress on the local landscaping projects. So
awesome.
Moving right along.
Perfect. Water, Wastewater Committee.
We met today. Gregory Harris was here from Herwood Engineering, who is our contracted city engineer, and he gave us a very comprehensive and visual presentation with regards to the denitrification project and all the things that were involved with that. Talked about some of the challenges that they've had. I think in summary, the good news is that we are we're within budget when you take into account our contingency. In fact, money will be left over from the original plan, and the date of their going into an Anox plant is gonna be in April. So we're excited about that conversion. That gives Veolia till the end of the year when the permit requires it to make sure that we're running smoothly. We'll bring Oxtitches 3 and 4 on, the 3 being one that was there and the 4 being the new one. And then after those are running and balanced, we'll go back and bring 2 on board when we put new rotors in.
Yeah.
And that was it. But it was a great presentation.
I think the good news too is there's very little hiccups that have happened.
What's that?
There's been very little hiccups that have happened.
Actually,
for such a huge.
It's a 2-year project. It's a almost $20 million project. To come in on budget or under budget is phenomenal, considering the weather and other challenges that we've had. They've been flooded. We saw some interesting pictures of how much water was being absorbed over there. But the real highlight of the meeting was the talent that we have our water manager and his drone abilities. And we had some very great pictures from the drone. We're actually flying down into and out of the D-Night. We were very impressed.
It was very cool. Highly recommend looking at it.
So anyway, it was a good report. I want to thank the board for supporting all that extra work that we had to approve some change orders on, and it's going to be phenomenally more efficient and easier to maintain.
Perfect. Thank you. Now we are going to move directors' regional meetings and training reports are noted, and then doesn't look like we have any correspondence, and then there's a legal report, Andy.
Yeah. So. I thought it'd be a good idea to add to all the good news tonight. So there's good news. It's not typical for a legal report, but yesterday the governor issued a proclamation ending the state of emergency for the pandemic. So there are no longer a state of emergency in the state of California for COVID, which means for this board, those resolutions that we see every single meeting in our consent agenda will no longer be there. So now we're outside of that window of the AB 361 meeting, and we'll be in. There's other opportunities for teleconferencing, which are the traditional method, which was always there, notifying where you're going to be, and it's on the agenda. And then the 2449 that we can address, you know, as the situations arise. But if you're feeling ill, or you have childcare issues, or you're traveling on state or local agency business, contact Dina. Let her know if the agenda has been posted. There still may be an opportunity to attend via Zoom. And then there's also another opportunity underneath that same law. If you have some sort of physical family medical emergency, so if you're a caretaker, or if you have anything come up in between the meeting time that requires you to take any personal care of any family members, which would include your spouse and children, or if you're a caretaker, any of the caretaking families, so parents, let Dina know again, and there's a procedure to do that, and we'll guide you through. That's all.
So I'm sorry. So again, this was just a clarification as far as if you are going to not attend the meeting in person, then there's a procedure going to is now no longer the same.
Yeah, so if you're the difference here is if it's a planned, if it's a planned absence, there's the old teleconference provision where you notify Dina ahead of time, it's on the agenda of where you're going to be participating from, and then you participate remotely in that fashion. This new law allows for incidents that come up in between the time the agenda is posted to the meeting. So there's, if anything comes up, reach out to Dina ahead of time and we'll work it out to figure out if we can make that new law work for you.
Perfect, thank you. Any other questions? Perfect. So we're going to move on to a quick update on the Municipal Advisory Council. We had determined last meeting that we were going to do an ad hoc meeting. Kevin and I are going to be meeting next week to go over and start reviewing the policies, but also something a little bit better is the letter of response regarding the Contra Costa County EIR. So as a reminder, the public comment period for the draft EIR for the general plan update in Vision 24 open, I think, February 3rd. The closing date for public comment on that is March 20th. So we're gonna submit a letter for public comment on that, but I would encourage any of the public that was there to also do the same. You can support it, submit those comments directly to Will Nelson or on the Envision 2040 website. There's also a way for you to communicate that and do that. So the next meeting, we should have that letter for comment, but also wanted to kind of bring to attention that public comment period is open and, you know, we should take advantage of it.
Perfect. And yeah, encourage the public to get involved.
Definitely. I mean, it's a big document. He presented most of it, but you know, it's important for us to comment on that. I think the other part of that is we're going to be starting to do the Municipal Advisory Council meeting, the first meeting of every month, and working with Dina and Kelly to get a link on our website under the county communications for you to be able to submit any comments or questions that you have. But again, I would encourage the public to attend all of our meetings, but definitely, you know, if you have some questions or concerns that you want related to go to the county, that first meeting of the month, we'll be having those Municipal Advisory Council meetings where we can listen to your comments, take notes, and then submit that over to the county. So, any questions? Perfect. Any other future agenda items? Hear none, I'm going to go ahead and close the meeting, 7:27. Thank you.